Thanks for tuning in to the Upgraded Life Podcast. It's 2022. It is September 19th, 2022. It's been almost 2 years since I put out an episode. A lot has happened in my life. A lot has happened that has caused this show to go on pause. But it's time to hit the record button again. And so that's what I'm doing here. I'm going to be doing a series of shows that are going to showcase and focus in on cryptocurrency, because that has been a big part of my life in the past year. And I want to bring what I've learned and what I've experienced to my The Upgraded Life Podcast audience. That's you listening to this show. And we're going to kick this one off by doing a special interview with a gentleman who goes by the handle Sage Tempest, or sometimes Sage, or sometimes Tempest, just depending on where you find him on the interwebs, and specifically the Web3-focused interweb communities. And what Sage is doing is he is kind of going through a crucible experience where he is being asked to demonstrate his knowledge and application of specific principles that are taught by the Guardian Academy cryptocurrency community, formerly known as the Wolf Den. So you're going to hear me give an interview, and we're going to march through specific questions that he has to answer and fulfill. And if he does it well enough, he will be granted access to the Guardian tier in the Guardian Academy. Now, that may not mean a whole lot to you if you're not part of the cryptocurrency Web3 world, but that's okay. Through this series of shows that I'm going to record, I'm going to bring you up to speed on all things cryptocurrency. Well, not all things, because there's a lot. But the things that I know about and the things that I know best, I'm going to highlight and showcase for you. So, without further ado, let's get into this special capstone project interview that I am doing with Sage Tempest as part of the requirements to enter the Guardian tier with the Guardian Academy, TGA for abbreviation. All right, let's buckle up and let's go for a ride. Hello, thanks for tuning in to the Upgraded Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nick Sotelo. The Upgraded Life is my personal project where I help people realize and reach their potential. I've been a professional helper for 20 years. Here's what I'm convinced of. The life that you have right now and the life that you want tomorrow is a product of your personal mindset, mission, and movement. Each episode of the Upgraded Life Podcast is going to give you something that you can do as soon as the episode is over to upgrade your personal mindset. Your mindset informs your mission. Your mission tells you how to move every single day. And together, that is the upgraded life. All right, I am here with Matt. And Matt and I are members of a cryptocurrency community called the Wolf Den. And there is a tiered system to the Wolf Den, which means that you get to move from a lower tier to a higher tier. And that progression requires at each tier for the members to do specific tasks. And Matt is at what is known as an alpha wolf, and he is completing a task so that he can reach one of the highest tiers in the Wolf Den, which is called Guardian. And if you're confused about tiers and Wolf Den and all that, I'll make sure that we explain that as we go forward through this. But this is Matt's project. It's his capstone. And so my first question for Matt is, tell me, how did you find the Wolf Den? Like, how did you get introduced, and what was that story for you?
Yeah, so I found the Wolf Den. I first found the Wolf Den when I was just exploring new projects, and I was really just searching for anything that would be a good investment for me. Mm-hmm. I was chasing a bunch of different things and kind of just checked off the Wolf Den as a, I'll get to that I'll get to that one when I have time. And looking back, you know, I obviously would say that I regret that because, you know, I waited several months before I circled back to it and really started digging into the educational material that they provide. And once I started digging into that, I was very attracted to that level of education that was being offered for free. And, and I was very interested in what the subsequent education would be like. And as I ascended through the tiers, what that would mean for me. And at the time I was primarily focused on like monetary growth. But I quickly realized that it was much more growth for me to experience outside of monetary.
Yeah. So you found the Wolf Den just by searching through projects that were active.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I was just researching different things, and I one of the projects that I was following crossed over to Binance, and then I was just looking around on Binance and just kind of stumbled across it. It was
wow,
kind of fate.
Wow. Yeah. And so when did you officially enter the Wolf Den then?
So I would say the first time I entered the first tier was, I believe sometime around March or April of 2022.
Gotcha.
And, you know, started kind of crawling my way up as I could at the time with, you know, whatever I could scrounge together.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is that, about 6 or 7 months? I mean, the whole Wolf Den project is just barely over a year old. So mm-hmm. Does that sound about right? You've been part of this community for about 6-7 months?
Yep. Yeah, that's about right.
Gotcha. So let me ask you then, what do you think has been the single most powerful thing that you've taken away from your time in the Wolf Den so far?
I've thought about that question quite a bit, and it's very difficult for me to pinpoint just one thing, but the definitely there's a few things that really stand out for me that apply for who I am. And, you know, one of the concepts that they talk about is knowing your game and playing your game. And I recognize that understanding what enough looks like versus more, you know, getting closer to what I want versus just getting more of something was a big thing that's, you know, caused a lot of reflection for me and kind of led me to the subsequent ones, which like slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Yeah, I love that because I'm, and then like it is optimized over maximize. So I'm very, very much in my entire life been focused on maximum efficiency and maximum everything, min max, right? You know, it's like even whether it's playing games or work or anything, is investing, is everything's, how can I maximize the potential of this? And the whole base case versus best case of the Wolf Den really challenged that for me because I was always, the best is out there. How do I get it? But you can't expect best all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably the biggest thing that I've taken away and really tried to grab onto.
Yeah. Best case base case over best case, right? And that was one of the things that really challenged me too in a lot of aspects of where have I been planning on best case scenario and then wrecking myself over and over and over again. Yeah, to see that you're resonating with that. So what's an example of you know sort of planning on best case and having it not work out so well for you?
Well, I had some early wins in some crypto investing and then, you know, I had some rugs, which are, you know, they literally will, you know, take the investment that you've provided and just run with it and never see it again. Yeah. And, you know, those were challenges because I thought the project was going well, and I thought that I trusted the people behind it. But, you know, I realized that I really didn't know. There's no way to know unless you build a relationship and you connect with people and people are willing to be vulnerable. And that was one of the things about the Wolf Den that was really attractive to me, because they're, you know, Nick and the team and everybody's very open about who they are and what they're trying to do. And that I felt like I could connect with them a lot better than the projects were. Some projects weren't even willing to go on voice chat.
Right.
And those, now I know what I know. And, you know, I avoid those things like crazy, because they're not reliable.
Right. Gotcha. And so what's, you know, what, so you mentioned, you know, not willing to go on voice chat. So what's something that you saw from the Wolf Den that made you, you know, feel like, hey, this is something that I can start to trust, or at least, you know, is worthwhile of me hanging around and seeing what it's all about?
Yeah, I think the thing that I remember the most early on was all of the education and all the material that was provided, all the articles and the videos, was very little about money and mm-hmm. like how to make money and how to right. invest and you know, whereas almost all the other projects in crypto are all about how do you make the most amount of money, what's the highest yield. You know, I was very much in those like rebase and like 199% APR, right. You know, 199,000% APR, you know, it's like, that's unrealistic. I did have really good experience with another project like that started as that. And I feel after following that community that I have a high level of trust in that, but I don't know them. I know the people from the Wolf Den.
Yeah.
So that's definitely where, you know, I've noticed the biggest difference is the material is about education and helping people know themselves right. and get past their own yeah. struggles and distortions and things that hold people back.
Right. Which I know, you know, I've been in the Wolf Den since December, probably November. So I'm pushing almost a year myself. And I've been in Nick's audience for 5 or 6 years and have, you know, been part of different products that he's had over the years. So I came already with Allegiance Capital, right? Another concept. And, but that can be one of the things, you know, in our community, like you just described really well, where, yeah, the common thread is cryptocurrency, right? And in investing, but that's not really what we're about. And, you know, the focus, and even more so in the past, you know, 2 months or 3 months, has really been about how do we become better people and how do we help each other become better people? And you see that, you know, with your standard, you know, cryptocurrency investor, like that's a confusing message for them, that they don't understand it. They almost, you know, push back against it. Oh, forget all that kind of stuff. I just want to make money. If your project can't help me make money, then what's the point of all this stuff? Right. And so it can be a confusing message. So you know, it is interesting to me that was something that spoke to you right off the bat. Right. And I think it's because I heard you say that, you know, all these projects that we're talking about, you know, the APRs and APYs being in the thousands and the millions in some cases, right? And you knew that just wasn't, there's no way that you could sustain that, right? And so what I'm hearing you say then is that the Wolf Den message around education really seemed to be the signal for you that this was a safer project to look into.
Yeah, for me personally, I'm much more interested in learning than just having more money in my bank account.
Right.
You know, so I was really drawn to the educational material, and I feel like I've been able to adopt a lot of the concepts and apply those in my business and my marriage and my as a father. And those, you know, the fact that I'm able to receive that knowledge and then apply it so directly in my life wasn't something that I was expecting to find, but right. was something that I definitely found. And right. because of that, I felt like I can contribute more, and I want more of that knowledge and proximity to that information and this team of people in the community. You know, we've grown the community to a point where, you know, we can connect and have a shared language and communicate and work through things together and kind of live life together in a way that, you know, I was looking for community, and I was looking for a higher level of communication, and I wasn't really finding that outside of the Wolf Den. So it was very easy for me to fit in.
Nice. Very nice. So this next question I have for you is going to be two parts. One is I want you to give kind of the standard definition that most people could work off of, and then, you know, describe it for you personally. So in the Wolf Den, one of the major concepts that is taught and expected, right? This is the reason why it's part of the Capstone Project, is the solvable problem. And so Matt, how would you define solvable problem? Like if you were talking to somebody who didn't know the Wolf Den, didn't really know, maybe wasn't, you know, investment savvy, and you say, hey, you got to have a solvable problem. And I say, Matt, what's that? How would you define it for me?
Yeah, I would say that the first part of your solvable problem is really figuring out what you want in your life and what you're looking to achieve. It's not about a number, because a number doesn't mean anything. A number of money gives you what you want in life or doesn't, right? And once you have that, is that really what you wanted? You know, think about where you're going to be when you get what you say you want. Is that actually going to make you happy? And are you going to feel like that's what you've been working toward, you know? So the solvable problem is really identifying what you want and then outlining to yourself what you need to be able to get there in terms of a capital investment or a capital number, such as, you know, the amount of money that you need to reach your solvable problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really put up against, you know, and I think solvable problem is credited to Dan Nicholson in working with clients. And well, I just need to be better off financially, or I need to get this promotion, or I need this, you know, business thing to pay off. Well, why? Well, because. Okay, and then what is the question, right?
And then what? So,
yeah, and then what? And I think that, again, this is another thing where. And you know, and we may talk about this, but you know, the I think one of the communication pieces that was probably loudest, at least for me, on those early education videos that came out, you know, from the Wolf Den, was all about the solvable problem and how you have to have your mind wrapped around that in order to be doing anything investment wise. And then, you know, you look what happened with the market pullback and then some of the reaction from, you know, the people that were looking for, you know, money overnight. And clearly they didn't listen, right? Clearly they didn't listen. And just by their reactions to things, you know, they weren't listening. And so I appreciate your description there of the solvable problem. I think you did a great job at kind of the high level. So now it's for you, like, for you to describe for this Capstone Project, you know, what's your solvable problem? And if you want, kind of where are you at today in terms of achieving your solvable problem?
Yeah, so my solvable problem is really focused on my family in our future and the things that we want to be able to do. So we're a family of faith, and we're very active in our church, and I'm active with international missions, actually going on a trip in October to Ecuador, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really value, my wife and I, we value quality time and quality time like outside. So part of our solvable problem is a lake house. We don't know where or when it'll happen, but that's part of our solvable problem. We want to be able to have a place where our kids will want to bring, you know, their friends or their spouses and their kids, and then be able to pass that down to them, to be able to have a place where they can kind of go and escape from the world and, you know, go fishing or spend some time on the water or just have some quality time around a fire or whatever. Just there's so much going on in the virtual noise of our lives that, you know, we really value that outside time and that connection. And then, you know, I'd love the option to work. You know, in order to get there, you know, I need to have a certain amount of money to make sure that things are established so that I have that option. And then we also love to be generous. So, you know, we're not looking for any recognition for it, but we like to surprise people by, you know, providing for them or tipping well or whatever. And we, you know, like to support our church and all kinds of things. So I factored in my solvable problem some ability to continue to be kind of extraordinarily generous.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to be able to support our kids a little bit in their schooling and kind of lay the foundation for generational wealth. I think those are the key areas. And and then I have to say also, you know, which doesn't really have anything to do with money per se, but I really appreciate the education and the wisdom that I've been gifted, and I want to be able to share that with others. I'm not sure what that looks like yet, but I don't expect that I need necessarily a capital amount to do that, because I can share knowledge without and wisdom without money. And I intentionally left the number until the end, because I feel like that's the least important. You know, because my solvable problem isn't about the number, it's about the things that I want the number to be able to provide for me. So where I'm at right now in our trajectory is, you know, we've been able to kind of get to a place where we really don't have any debt other than our mortgage. And that's been a huge blessing. And my wife is already able to be retired, so to speak. And so from here, I really am looking for around $3 million to be able to get the lake house and establish kind of the rest of our trajectory that we need. And that's that.
Nice. Love that. So lake house, be able to be extraordinarily generous and set up some, you know, legacy wealth for the kids and the grandkids. And, you know, being able to bless others in the ways that you've been blessed in terms of your education and experiences. Yeah, so that's what I heard encapsulated in your solvable problem.
Yeah, and then the international missions is on our hearts. I like to go, but I also like to support in some ways. Yeah. And then, you know, traveling for my wife and I as well, you know, we really would like to explore different areas in the world. I don't think I mentioned that before, but
yeah,
that's all baked into it.
Nice. Where's a place that you want to go travel to?
We have a lot of places that we want to go.
Pick one.
some places are inside of the United States, and some are outside. I'd love to take my wife to Hawaii at some point. I mean, I've got a bunch of places that I would like to go, but I don't know, like, yeah, I'll ever get to Australia or Madagascar or anything like that, you know, but we'll see.
That's one of the other beautiful things about the Wolf Den is that we know some people in Australia, right?
We sure do.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And so one of the things that you also have to have figured out in order to be making progress, closing the gap to achieve your solvable problem, is that you have to have a macro belief. And so kind of the same two-part question for you, Matt, is, you know, how do you define a macro belief, and then tell us what your macro belief is?
Yeah, so macro belief is kind of an underpinning of your portfolio, in a sense that, you know, something that you believe in regardless of what is going on right now. So some people have a belief that Bitcoin is going to over time continue to grow in value, so they're investing in Bitcoin. And my macro belief is in Guard or Guardian, which is the primary asset of the Wolf Den. But I also have a portion of my macro belief is set for Forge, which is another community that's part of the Wolf Den. And then I have another portion of my macro belief. I've tried to, you know, do a little bit of hedging, but also diversify, is the Sphere ecosystem, which is still kind of growing, but so far that's been pretty successful for me. So
yeah, and that's where you and I met, is probably officially at Forge, a little bit in the Wolf Den, I think too, but for sure Forge. And just to clarify, Forge was incubated by the Wolf Den, and was probably one of their first or second incubation projects. So that's been fun to be part of that together with you, and to get to know you better through not just the Wolf Den, but also through Forge. Yeah. So
absolutely.
I really appreciated what you said about the macro belief. I'll take a mental note, but it's your belief in the thing or the vehicle, despite what's going on with it today. I like that. Right. Yeah.
Everything it's very difficult to look beyond what's right in front of our face, but the reality is nothing is ever a snapshot in time except for right now.
Right.
But time doesn't stop moving just because we like to think in the now.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. You're doing a great job, Matt, slipping along through these required pieces. So the next one is bumpers. And bumpers is a concept within the Wolf Den. It's also the title of a book that Nick Peterson wrote. And, you know, the basic premise of bumpers is let's set up our life and let's celebrate when bad things don't happen. And so when I hear bumpers, I think bowling alley and bringing the bumpers out so that way the ball can't get into the gutter. And that's always going down the lane, and it's always going to knock down pins because you have your bumpers out there, right? So what are some bumpers that either you had prior to the Wolf Den, not knowing they were bumpers, or maybe because of being in the Wolf Den and being exposed to this concept of bumpers, some examples of a thing or two that maybe you've instilled since being in the Wolf Den?
Yeah. So some of the bumpers that before I called them bumpers, because I didn't know that content or context, I would say that my bumpers have always been, you know, unwavering integrity. I'm not willing to lie to anybody in business or personal, which has been difficult sometimes. You know, even the little things, you know, it's just not worth it to me. I'd rather just be completely upfront and transparent all the time. And that's, I think, contributed to a lot of our success, because our clients that we have in my business are the same clients we've had for over 10 years. They move from company to company and they bring us with them because I think they recognize something's different about our company. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that I'm not personally not willing to sacrifice any of my integrity. Another bumper that I've had in my life is I've never had alcohol or drugs or smoked or anything like that. That's been something that I kind of inherited from my father. And I felt like I was actually just telling my kids this today that, you know, one of the reasons why I've chosen that conviction is number one, because of my faith, but also number two, because I feel like I've been gifted with this mind, you know, and I don't want anything that would alter my mind in a way that I'm not in control or that it could harm it. I feel like it's a gift that I've been given. It's a privilege. It's not something that I earned or deserve, but you know, I would say that's a bumper that I've had over all of my life, which I am very thankful that I had that example from my father, who's also maintained that as well.
Yeah, I like that. Those are some great examples. Yeah, I think the, you know, for those that, you know, haven't read the book Bumpers or aren't familiar with the concept, that's one of the examples, right? Is that society will go out of its way to reward, you know, the person that's dug them or, you know, that's crawled out of the hole. And that hole can be a lot of things. And addiction and substance use is one of those things, right? Where people can beat addiction, and that's awesome. You know, praise the Lord for that. But what about the people like Matt who lived their life intentionally to not ever have that be something that they would have to overcome, right? We don't have celebrations for that necessarily, right? We don't have, way to go, Matt, you never, in fact, right. It's almost the opposite. You kind of have, you know, some people think, what's wrong with you that you've never drank or smoked or anything like that, right? And so, but that's exactly what Bumpers is talking about, right? Is that we have to learn to celebrate when bad things don't happen and when somebody's doing things intentionally in their life so that they don't have to dig a hole and crawl out of it just to have people say, good job for crawling out of the hole, right? So I think that's a good example.
Yeah, another one I think that's a pretty good example has been very difficult in the beginning, but I've been able, through the support of my company, has been able to follow throughout my entire career in the last 20 years, is I've not been required to work after hours or weekends. Nice. There's been times when there's been emergencies and I've had to do things that I didn't want to do, but as a general rule, like nights and weekends are reserved for my family and I've been able to be very successful maintaining that. And it's a challenge sometimes because I feel like I should be doing more, and you know, once in a while I have the option to do more, but yeah, exactly.
Right?
the implications of that are not what I like. And I recognize immediately when that starts to shift, because other things start to become unbalanced. So that's something that I continue to work at, is making sure that I maintain that bumper.
Yeah. And I think the thing that you're touching on that's, you know, in the book, and the book Bumpers by Nick Peterson, and you hear Nick talk about a lot, is, you know, I'm a family man, you're a family man. And I think that if you were to survey most any family man, if you were to ask them what's important, or, you know, what's something that's at the top of the list of importance, they're probably going to say my wife and my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you look at the decisions that we make as family men, does that align with what we espouse as being important to us, right? And I think that's what I'm hearing you talk about, is, either by you asking for it or just by the fortune of having an employer that allows you to guard your time, right? Guard your evenings and your weekends, because that's reserved for family. And it's very easy, and I think especially for men, to work more for the sake of the family. But then what? Right? And so, yeah. You know, my career was working in institutions that were 24/7 operations. And so there's always the opportunity to work overtime, and you can even rig the system and work overtime across multiple facilities if you want, and, you know, work more than you're supposed to. And there's people that did it over the years, and it has a cost. Yeah.
And one of the things that I kind of fell into a trap with when I started exploring crypto as an investment and as a learning platform, I was like, every minute I was digging in.
Turned it into a job.
Yeah, I was setting alarms and like getting up way late at night and waiting for this to happen. And you know, it never sleeps. And I was like, what am I doing?
Right.
And then, you know, so I really had to step back and just take a break and realize what I was doing and what it was for. And so I really appreciated a lot of the concepts taught by the Wolf Den, because I was able to refocus that energy into something that was meaningful and purposeful instead of just more.
Right. Base case, solvable problem that takes care of all that kind of stuff. Bumpers, right? You know,
that's right. That's right.
That was one of my early frustrations with crypto as well. I sold a truck that had just been sitting in my driveway for several years, sold it. And so I was like, I got this money. It was about $1,500. And so I threw it into Coinbase, and I threw it over to Uniswap, and I started scalping coins and doing pretty good with it. You know, I had gotten that pot up to about $4,000 at one point in time. But like you said, the market never sleeps. And, you know, I'd go to bed and I'd be all nervous about what was going to happen, you know, to my investment overnight. And I was a scorekeeper for baseball games, you know, so I'm supposed to be paying attention to the game, but I've got my phone here. I'm like, oh, crap, I got to try to get this crypto in or out. And I just at that point in time, that was last summer, is where I hung it up about June or July. And then that's when I found the Wolf Den. It's, you know, shortly after that. So,
right.
Yeah.
sad histories, but they're part of our history, and they, you know, they really kind of led us to where we are. And I appreciate, you know, what I was able to learn and what I've been able to learn since then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've caught on, you know, sooner than later. And I did too. Like this isn't working. Right. And so, learning to shut that noise down. Right. And,
definitely not part of my solvable problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Matt, you've been doing a great job, and I think that you've worked yourself through these required points to the capstone no problem. As far as, you know, I'm a guardian, I'd say that you did a good job there. The team will have to vet this for themselves, though. But before we wrap this up, for the person out there who maybe doesn't know much about crypto, but they're interested, what kind of words of wisdom do you have for them, and what direction would you point them in to learn about this before they actually make that decision to jump in?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that the first areas of focus would be really understand what enough looks like to you. You know, don't build your dream life based on what other people told you it should be. Mm-hmm. You know, you have something that you are purposed to do in this life, and you're placed exactly where you are to do what that is, I believe. And if you can slow down enough and, you know, receive that wisdom to apply that, I think that you can really understand what enough looks like and how you can take small steps to getting closer to that goal. rather than just trying to get more and more and more.
Yeah.
More I don't feel is the answer. And I think that that's the drug of the world is more. Yeah. And we need to resist that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Perfect. And where would you point them to learn, you know, about crypto in a quality venue?
I think the best places to learn would be the Wolf Den and Forge Finance. They both have outstanding educational material and curriculum that are designed for consumption and also for security and protecting yourself. And, you know, and I really appreciate how starting out, the focus is more on the basics instead of how do you make money quick? Because making money quick is doesn't fix anything. It's gambling. And, you know, sure, you might be able to make a lot of money, but you can lose a lot just as fast. So you have to have an understanding of what enough looks like to you. Build some bumpers or some principles that you follow that make sure that, you know, when you're in a time of clear-mindedness and sobriety, you've established your game plan for going into an investment and, you know, not investing more than you're willing to lose and things like that. Those things all need to be not still in process for you before you jump into something like this.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent advice. And I 100% agree there. So this is for sure going to get shipped off to the Wolf Den team or the Guardian Academy team. And, you know, if it gets out there beyond that and people want to, if people got value from this, Matt, and they want to thank you for that, they can find you, you know, in Forge Finance, in the Discord, the Telegram, the Guardian Academy, the new Wolf Den. And tell us what's your handle there that they could find you at?
Yeah, my handle in those spaces is either Sage or Tempest, depending on where you find me. Yeah. Happy to answer any questions that anybody has and, you know, do my best to guide them and to the next steps for them.
Perfect. Job well done, Matt. Thank you for taking the time to do this. And hopefully that was a good interview experience for you and nice work on your capstone.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate your willingness to do this and making time for me. And I hope that the Guardian Academy is pleased with the results and we'll see what happens from here.
Yep. Now we wait.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Well, there you have it. A very thoughtful interview with Sage Tempest, with him giving his responses to specific knowledge and application content required to enter the Guardian tier with the Guardian Academy. And I'm going to add the links to these communities that were mentioned. So you heard the Wolf Den, you heard the Guardian Academy, and you heard Forge Finance. And those are all three cryptocurrency communities that, as you heard Sage speak highly of, I speak highly of those communities as well. And I know there's just a lot of people out there who are interested in cryptocurrency and what blockchain technology is and what the Web3 world is. And for those that don't know the term Web3, if you're listening to this podcast, you are interacting with Web2. And Web3 is going to be the next evolution of the internet. And the technology that Web3 is based on is blockchain. Where cryptocurrency, most people have heard of cryptocurrency. Most people have an opinion about what cryptocurrency is and what it's not. And whether or not they're going to use it. Or if it's real or if it's fake. You get all of that. But cryptocurrency is just one application of Web3 / blockchain technology. There's going to be a lot more that comes from Web3, that comes out of Web3, and our world, our technical world, our technology world is going to be built on blockchain. That's my prediction. I'm not the only one that's saying that. And if you're interested in learning more about cryptocurrency, about Web3, about blockchain, and how you can use it to solve real world problems, then I'll invite you to check out the Wolf Den, check out the Guardian Academy, and check out Forge Finance. And I'll put the links to all those communities in the show notes. So you'll get a link to Telegram. So you'll need the Telegram app to put it on your phone, put it on your desktop, and you'll need Discord as well. So these communities operate in tandem, both on Telegram and in Discord. Telegram will be more of the public facing, a low entry to join, of no entry other than having a Telegram account. And your Discord is when you're going to get to have the more in-depth, more intimate interaction with the community members. And these communities are really focused on helping people be better people, first and foremost. Yes, cryptocurrency is the common thread that binds everybody together. But in reality, they are focused on helping people be better people. And we do that by doing real personal development type engagement and challenges. They provide a lot of excellent content focused on helping you understand yourself to the fullest. Because if you don't understand who you are, what it is that you want, and what is your process for truly achieving what you want, then you're going to struggle in things like cryptocurrency. You just are, and you see it all around. That's why I'm so blessed to be part of these communities, and I want to pass that blessing on to you. So there you have it. This is my first official podcast episode for The Upgraded Life in 2022. I apologize for my hiatus. I will catch you up on what has been going on. I know this is kind of a little bit of a jolt to the system to come back to this podcast. If you got the alert saying there's a new episode and it's all about cryptocurrency, might be a little bit odd and strange for you, but that's okay. We'll roll with it, and I will do some update episodes here in the next month or so to catch us up to speed and to get this show back up on the tracks and keep it rolling. As always, I appreciate you and your listenership. I hope you found value from this episode. If you did, leave a comment and let us know what you are looking forward to with the return of the Upgraded Life podcast. Take care, be well, and as always, do something that's going to help you realize and reach your potential.